no particular discussion set for tonight, but we'll stand by after and stand by for any questions you may have or want to discuss. That is always welcome. If you have any questions on the GMRS and Amron, the Amron big guys who have a lot of info to share, you may email them at the following, once again, for GMRS and repeater info and general radio questions, go to OregonGMRS.org and click on the contact tab. Email repeater owners directly there. I can't read. For Amron questions that are not answered on the website, email us at 7 or SOGMRSNET@gmail.com. That's SOGMRSNET@gmail.com. Somehow I got a carrier going. Okay, it's that time of the year again, the GMRS, Amron GMRS meet and greet, a kind of a potluck. Bob572 has accepted to host the house, his house again on the river in Grants Pass. It will be Saturday, October 19th at 3 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned for further details next week. Of course, that 572 Bob is me. And so it'd be, we're going to be hosting it. This is week 186 of the Amron Net. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network, and it is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disasters and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net. I spell Amron phonetically. Alpha Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during disaster or extended power and communications outage. Wait till you get, we get to the intelligence report, and you'll understand that meaning. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communication that you have. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to stay tuned for the intelligence brief after roll call and then switch channels on your radio to participate in using your Channel 3 at the end of the net. This is only a practice net. Visit www.amron.com to download the latest Amron signals operating instructions. See the beacon letter, newsletter, and more. Also, be sure to visit your local Amron web page, SOAMRRON.com. for radio recommendations, instructional documents, videos, and much more. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater system. current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB check-ins before the net from 6:15 to 6:45 p.m. with Roger, Rascal, Dewey, and Dave 427 and Selma Snowman. Illinois Valley, Amron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-in are on Mondays during the IVARC check with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 checks take place at the end of the net. Take note, if you hear and communicate with them, practice makes perfect. We are currently working towards the goal of each community having the abilities to conduct an Amron net both on their local GMRS repeater and on Channel 3 in case the grid goes down and the repeaters become unlinked. If anyone is interested in being an Amron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's Southern Oregon GMRSnet@gmail.com, and we'll help you out. I'm going to save the jokes for when I have to self-ID during the roll call. Okay, the orders, we're ready for announcements. Ladies first, please.
WRJX 359, Karen.
Good evening, Karen. Go ahead.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, please have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Back to net control.
Thank you, 359. Craig, 605, are you out there?
WRPJ 605.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. Connecting the community one radio at a time. IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, community education, activities, and technical assistance. We have meetings every second Tuesday, 6 p.m., Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. We have three nets every Monday night, 7 p.m., GMRS 462-600, PL-141, located on $8 Mountain. Then we have an Amron FRS Channel 3 project and a MERS Channel 3 project. The IVAR Club was awarded a grant, and so we're getting a ham repeater. And so starting this Wednesday, we will have a simplex starting out, 7 p.m., 146. 420, that's 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And if you want to find more about us, there's ivark.org, ivark.org at proton.me, and ivark Facebook. And thank you for doing the host, Bob. Back to the net.
Thank you, Craig 605. How about Dewey 605?
Yeah, this is WROS 605. Dewey, out near Jacksonville, just going to be running the nets tonight, and we'll start out with the ham band and then move to MERS and then over to Channel 3 on FRS. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there any other announcements out there? Come now.